The Gemara tells us that the ideal way to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is by expression, by verbalizing the words of Torah. Chaim him l'moitzi eyem bepeh. The Torah provides life to those who express the words of Torah with their mouths. Now there's an interesting discussion in Halacha pertaining to this very point. The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Sim Mem Zayin discussing Birchas HaTorah, which are meant to be recited prior to learning, says like this. The only time one is required to recite Birchas HaTorah is if he's about to verbalize, express words of Torah with his mouth. But if he's just going to think words of Torah or write them, there's no requirement to make Birchas HaTorah. Apparently it's based on this concept, as the Shulchan Aruch Rav explains, because the pasuk in Yeshua tells us, "Lo yomer sefer Torah zis mipicha v'gisa b'yomim halayla." Torah is meant to be connected to one's mouth. One's meant to express words of Torah. That's a true fulfillment of the mitzvah Talmud Torah. And therefore, only that type of activity requires the brachos haTorah to be recited beforehand. Now, the Chafetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha brings the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, who disagrees very vehemently with the Shulchan Aruch. He says, how can you say that thinking words of Torah is not a proper fulfillment of the mitzvah? He says, the pasuk seems to say otherwise. The pasuk says, v'hagisa b'yomim v'layla. What does v'hagisa mean? Says the Vilna Gaon, it means thinking, it means contemplation. How do we know? It's a pasuk that we say every day, yil l'ruatzei nimrefi. Hashem, the words, my words should be, will should be accepted by you. V'hegyon libi l'fanecha. Hashem tziri v'goyali. So v'hegyon libi means the thoughts, the feelings of my heart before you. So apparently, hegyon is not speech, it's contemplation, it's thought. It's mental involvement. Says the Vilna Gaon, if that's the case, when the pasuk speaks about Torah as v'hagisa b'yomim v'layla, v'hagisa doesn't merely mean expression, verbalization, it means contemplation. It means thought of Torah. That is also a true fulfillment of the mitzvah Talmud Torah, and certainly requires the Birchas HaTorah to be said beforehand. Now the Chayi Adam in his Nishmas Adam responds to the Kasha of the Vilna Gaon. He says, true, yeah, yes indeed, of course, thinking Torah is a fulfillment of the mitzvah. But it's not an ideal way of fulfilling the mitzvah. The superior manner of fulfillment is certainly by expression, by verbalization of the words of Torah. Therefore, he says, when it comes to establishing the brachis, when the Chazal apply the Birchas HaTorah to the Torah learning experience, they only applied it to the ideal form of learning, which is by expression, by speaking out the words of Torah. That's the true fulfillment of the mitzvah. So although you're right, thinking also is a mitzvah, but that's not the ideal way to fulfill a mitzvah. And therefore, when Chacham established the bracha, it was only in the ideal format. So he agrees to the Vilna Gaon that thought is a mitzvah, but when it comes to the bracha, it's only when you speak. And his words are compatible with our Gemara, that the ideal manner to fulfill Torah is by speaking and verbalization. And interesting that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who follows the view of the Shulchan Aruch, that only speech requires Birchas HaTorah. So in his Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Beis, Sif Yud Beis, he explains like this. The true fulfillment of the mitzvah Talmud Torah is only by verbalization. He learns it from Sukkim, V'shinantim L'vanecha, V'chudantim B'picha, and L'matim Ha'isis B'neichem, he says, he brings Sukkim, which indicate that speech is the true fulfillment of mitzvah Talmud Torah. However, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav points out that if a person is in a situation where he needs to be ma'ayin, davar mitoch davar, he needs to analyze something. Certainly in that case, eon, contemplation, is a true fulfillment. That's adequate. Because that's what he needs to do. He needs to think through an inyan. He can't verbalize it. In that case, even just contemplation is a true fulfillment of mitzvah Talmud Torah. But generally speaking, if one has the ability, he's meant to express his Torah in words. And only that is considered to be true fulfillment of the mitzvah. Now the obvious kasha is, how can we have it both ways? You can't shake a lulav of two ways. There's one way to do the mitzvah. So if the mitzvah of Torah is by speaking, now can we say, well, if you need to delve into something and analyze it, you have to, then you can think it with without speaking, and that is also a true fulfillment. Is it this or that? Is it contemplation or specifically speech? How could you do the mitzvah both ways? So it seems to be that the answer would be, it's different than your typical mitzvah. True, a lulav can only be shaken one way. Why? Because the mitzvah shaking lulav is introduced by the person. He's creating that act, that masa mitzvah. He's not connecting himself to some prepackaged lulav shake that's out there. He's creating the shaking of the lulav. There's only one manner to perform it. Only one way to fashion that netilas lulav. However, when it comes to Torah, it's different. What is Torah? It's not something that we're creating. We're connecting to a higher entity that's out there. Torah is the Chacham Hashem. It's the emanation of Hashem's light and goodness. As the Ramesha Chaim Lutzata in Sefer Derech Hashem explains, it's our perception of Hashem, of Hashem's goodness. We're connecting to the Chacham Hashem that's out there. So we're not creating it. We're not fashioning it. We're simply connecting to something that's already there, a pre-existing entity. So now we can understand that perhaps you can have it both ways. True, ideally one is meant to really experience the Torah by involving himself totally, not just in thought, but in word and deed, by expressing the words of Torah, getting himself totally involved in Torah, and engaging in a very extensive manner in the experience of learning Torah. That's a true connection. Just thinking, that's not such a serious connection, that's not such an extensive experience. That's considered to be a true fulfillment of Torah. But as the Shulchan Aruch Rav points out, whatever a person can do, whatever a person is capable of doing, that's considered to be the true fulfillment. So if he's engaging a deep analytical experience where he needs to think, that is considered to be a true connection, truly experiencing Torah to the utmost. He doesn't need to express it at that point. But otherwise, if he doesn't need to do so, if he can express it, then only that is considered to be a true fulfillment, a true engagement, integration with the Torah. By experiencing it in all facets of the person's experience, the thought, the feeling, the words, Ashav Dibra Maisa. So yeah, it's different than Lulav. Lulav is only one way of doing it. Torah is a pre-existing entity. You're meant to connect to it fully, extensively, and to the utmost of a person's capacity. So ideally, express it, experience it that way. But if he needs to think, then that's the ideal way of connecting to the Torah. So we can have it both ways, and there's no contradiction between one or the other. So bottom line is that the Shulchan Aruch and the Shulchan Harav maintain that regarding Birchas HaTorah, that only applies to when a person is experiencing Torah in its fullest, the true experience, which is bringing it down completely and absorbing it, embedding it totally within the person, this person's experience, which is the machshava, the dibur, and the masa. Masa here meaning the movement of the mouth or the lips. So only that is considered to be the true experience of Torah, which requires Birchas HaTorah. Otherwise, yeah, it's a mitzvah to some extent, but it's not the true experience, and therefore Birchas HaTorah is not applied. Whereas the Vilna Gaon maintained that although ideally one is meant to express Torah, and that's a true experience, a true fulfillment, but he holds that even machshava is to some extent considered to be a true fulfillment of the mitzvah as well, and therefore that's sufficient to require Birchas HaTorah. The Gemara speaks about a person who is unwell. He's chash b'roishoy, chash b'chol gufa, he should be oisek b'Torah. And the Gemara concludes with the pasuk l'chol b'sarim marpei, which indicates that it's a remedy. Torah is a remedy for a person's entire body. Now, there's several approaches how to understand this Gemara. The simple approach is that, yeah, even a person who's unwell, by delving into the Torah experience, his body could even be sustained by the Torah. His body can bypass the typical roots of physical, natural sources of sustenance and can go ahead and derive sustenance from the spiritual energy of Torah, which can go ahead and heal a person and give him additional strength. That's one approach. There's another approach brought by the Shevet Musar, says perhaps the person will remain unwell, chas v'shalom. The Gemara is teaching us that even so, you should engage in Torah study, even though perhaps Torah requires clarity to truly, truly experience it. Even so, a person in this condition should do what his utmost. Engage in Torah, even if he knows it's not the ideal way. He won't delve into the proper depths of Torah, which he can do when he's well. Nevertheless, his ratzon is there. He wants to, that's enough. Hashem wants to see a person's ratzon, his willingness to sacrifice. The Ian Yaakov adds that in the same vein, that the Gemara means even if a person cannot engage in Torah study, he's so unwell, he's not able to learn. The Gemara simply means that a person should be ma'ir his ratzon, arouse his will. He should think to himself, well, I'd like to learn. And even that can bring about refuah to a person's body, because that's considered as though he's learning. We all know the Gemara Brachas Avav, which says that Chishiv Adam Lasis Mitzvah, a person contemplated to do a mitzvah, bananas for Le'asa, and something held him back, he wasn't able to do the mitzvah, Ma'ala Levakasav Kilasa. Hashem regards as if he did the mitzvah. So likewise, when a person is in an unfortunate situation, he cannot fulfill a mitzvah like Torah, he's meant to think to himself, I'd like to learn Torah. That rotzen is tantamount to fulfillment. You know, the Ben Ish Chai says, Loch Lamais, a person is in jail and he can't access matzah. So what is he meant to do? Says the Ben Ish Chai, he's meant to think to himself, well, I wish I would have matzah. And he says that rotzen, that will, that desire to do a mitzvah is considered as tantamount to as though he fulfilled the mitzvah. Hashem wants to see the rotzen of the person and will consider it to be like a fulfillment of the mitzvah in a case when he cannot possibly fulfill the mitzvah.